Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. Welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior. And my purpose of being here on planet Earth right now is to lead a spiritual revolution. I am broadcasting today from beautiful downtown Scottsdale, Arizona. Maybe it's uptown Scottsdale, Arizona. Okay, but anyway, I'm in Scottsdale, and the weather's great, and all is well. So, I welcome you again, and let's move forward with the show. I always like to invite Spirit in right up front to make sure that we get that energy in that we need to have taken place. And I see that my people are getting online, and I'm wonderful about that. You know, there's certain people you kind of expect to see all the time, because you know, that's just great to know that you get support from people, you know. I love it, and that's a wonderful thing. But anyway, let's do prayer time there. It is time to do prayer, and so let's invite Spirit in to be able to be part of what we're doing here. So, beloved Mother, Father God, I give praise and I give gratitude for this most wonderful and marvelous day that you have allowed me to have another day of life. And I thank you, God, for allowing all the beautiful souls who have tuned in today to be able to be part of the show and to be able to be here. I am grateful that they are. I'm grateful that they have taken the time out of their busy schedules and decided to spend some time with me. And I am just so grateful for that. But most of all, I pray, God, that you will continue to bless these most wonderful and marvelous souls out there and give them the desires of their heart and give them mostly divine protection, because they are divine beings and they deserve to be protected and they deserve all that is done for them. So I say thank you, God. Allow the mighty opulence of your power enfold their lives and give them more strength and give them more energy this day to be able to take and what it is they need as spirits and souls. Whatever their desires are and whatever their needs are, God, I'm asking you to meet them where they are, because we know that you are God who has the ability to meet people where they are, whatever the situation, whatever is going on. Be there for them, God. Be there, uplift them. Keep them in high spirits and keep them in high energy and allow that power to move forth. I call upon all of the higher archangels and ascended masters to come in today who are part of this show and who have always been showing up to help and for it to go. So I say thank you. I ask you, God, all of you and none of me, God, allow me to be a vessel to be able to bring forth the word that needs to be heard, that whatever I may say will be of some help to some soul that's on the path and want to get more full understanding of where they are and who they are and what they're going through. So I said, thank you, God. Thank you. Just so grateful today. So, so grateful. Cannot overwhelm how grateful I am, God, for you and your divine love that flows through each one of us this magnificent and marvelous day. Thank you, God. And so it is. Okay, beloved ones. Again, I'm so happy for all the old listeners who showed up. You know, hey, there's some of you that are so faithful, and I am so, so grateful. And you know what? And I'm thankful for all the new people who showed up, too, because, hey, if you allow yourself to listen to one or two shows, you will become totally kind of hooked into this, because this is a totally different type of ministry. We do things here a little bit different than you would do in your normal kind of church kind of situation, and a lot of people like it. And I've also come to the conclusion that a lot of people who never even set foot into a church building, and this is the way that they get their word, and I'm just grateful that I can be here for them. So I'm thankful, and I do not take it for granted that you showed up. I know that everything is in divine order, and we all are where we're supposed to be today. None of you are out of place. This is where you're supposed to be for the message needs to be. I need to be here sharing it with you, and you need to be here taking it in. If not, you wouldn't be here. You would be somewhere else doing something else. So that's great. So if you tune in the last few weeks, you know I've been talking about how to raise your consciousness, how to raise your vibration, how to raise your spirit to help you to control your destiny and change your destiny. This week's show is pretty much on the same vibe. Now, this is probably going to be the last show that we're going to be doing on the mind kind of stuff for now. We've been doing it for the last 3 weeks, and the reason I added in the day show because it is so important, beloved ones. I just feel that this particular part of spiritual awareness is the basics, and if you are not able to get in the basics, then how can you get in the other parts that you need? You need to be able to get your basics in so you can know where you're going, so you can have a blueprint to where it is that you need to go and how you need to get there. So I'm so grateful that you are taking the time to do that. So now, if you missed last week's show, you know, I'm going to tell you, you needed to go back in and listen, because it was very important, although we're going to always do a slight overview on each show. So, but you need to go back and listen, because there's no way I can fill you in on all the stuff on last week than we wouldn't get through today's show, okay? So last week's show was on how to raise and maintain your spiritual and mental vibrations, okay? And it was a mighty show, so give it a chance, go back and look at it. One of the key things we learned last week, that we are energy. Yes, beloved ones, you are energy. Your physical body is energy, its components, your thoughts are energy, everything is energy. And guess what? You are always sending out frequencies. And guess what? Those frequencies are always returning to you. That's why it is so important that you send out the right vibrations, because they go out and they come back. And you know what? When they come back more powerful than when you send them out. So it's so important that you do allow them to go out. So last week we talked about, we're going to do a little view for last week. Last week we talked about how to use the spiritual tools in order to lift yourself. How that, you know, using spiritual books on self-motivation, on spiritual awareness and spiritual consciousness, that you should get CDs and have CDs around to listen to when you're in your car or when you're around about. Listen to good, positive, uplifting spiritual things. This is all keeping you in tune and keeping your frequency high all the time. You can go to YouTube now. YouTube has got some videos that's mind-boggling. Last night, I went to bed to a Jerry Esther Hicks YouTube video. So there's some stuff out there that's just phenomenal. I mean, there's some really phenomenal stuff out there on YouTube. They have to keep your frequency high. You know, it's really important. So when I also talk to you about the importance of meditating, finding meditation for you, learn how to do some type of meditation. There's plenty of, you don't know, have a, I told you I'm a practicing TM meditator, advanced Siddhar, but there are plenty of meditations out there that you can do through YouTube, guided meditations that would be of great help to you, guys. So find you one, do it. If you don't want to, you know, go out and learn a special technique, just take your time and do that. But, you know, having a technique is a marvelous, marvelous thing. I've been doing meditation for 42 years, and it has actually literally saved my life, and there's no doubt in it, and to me. We also spoke about eliminating small talk and negative conversations with yourself and with others. Beloved ones, I can't overemphasize how important it is not to allow yourself to get in a bag of putting yourself down and having conversations with yourself about yourself not being in a state of perfection, but to get into conversations with people who are going through a lot of muck and mire, and that's just negative people. I'm not telling you to turn your back on people who have issues and problems, because, hey, that's why you're here. You're spiritual beings to exist and to help. But I'm talking about if those same people keep coming back to you and dumping the same stuff on you every day, every other day, it's time for you to let them go and get them out of your life, because that means that they're not really that interested in changing, and they're not interested to let go of things. And all they're doing is bringing you down spiritually. I know you might not say it's not affecting. Oh, yes, it is. Anytime you allow it in to your mind, anything you listen to, anything you see in here will have some effect. You have to make sure that you do what you need to do. So, and another one of the key things we spoke about was to never allow yourself to go to sleep at night without putting something positive on your mind. Beloved, this is critical here, because when you go to sleep, that is when your conscious mind starts the download. The download of into your subconscious mind. Remember I spoke to you about how your conscious mind was the filter. So when you go to sleep and you're not as active, that's when that conscious mind starts dropping those things into your subconscious. And all of you know who have any understanding about the subconscious mind, you know once it's in there, it's going to come out unless you know how to reprogram yourself. And we're going to talk about that too. But you need to be very careful of what you allow into your subconscious thought because, boy, it will cause you some problems down the road, okay? So make sure that when you go to sleep, that you listen to something positive before you drop off to sleep. Read a book. Like I say, hey, the YouTube thing is beautiful. Do a prayer. Do a meditation. There's something that's going to do to keep you into high frequency. You got to do it, beloved one, because this works, okay? So you got to do it. So also, what is showing up in your life is you are in the process of creating it. It's yours, and you alone that's bringing it in, and you alone have the ability to control those things. So I want you to be able to take yourself and raise your vibrations high, okay? Keep your vibes high, beloved one, because that's going to mean a difference, especially in today's time, because all of you are aware that there are some crazy things going on right now, you know, with the politics and with the astrological alignments that are taking place. It is just very chaotic. And the more chaotic it gets, the more chaotic it gets because the masses and the collective masses of people begin to get out of balance and it affects the whole universe. So each one of us are being bombarded, you know, with this energy and negativity. So it is so important that you work on yourself. And if you want to stay above the freight and you don't want to get caught up in the stuff, then you got to do your work. No doubt about it. So now let's dive into a subject that's really dear to my heart, sowing and reaping. I know you've heard the term. If you've been on the planet around old folks, you're heavy. Boy, what you sow, girl, what you sow, you're going to reap. It's going to come back to you. I know you heard it. I know you heard it because it's been a part of our life for many, many days. So it's important. So a lot of times when I'm doing this work, I also like to use scripture to back up what I'm saying, to share with you. Know, sometimes there may be a case where I'm not able to find scripture in the Living Bible, the Holy Bible, but most of the time I can find something to give you some indication and lay some groundwork of where I'm going to go with this program and how I want to try to bring it to you in a manner that's going to be for your highest good. Today, well, let's start off with 2 Corinthians 9:6. It says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will reap spiritually. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Let me repeat back that to you, okay? Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will reap generously. Okay, if you do little and you put out little, you're going to get little back. So if you think that you can go and escape and not put into life and be generous and bread and give for, then don't expect anything back. And you can't blame nobody but yourself. Hey, it's right there. Okay. Proverbs 22:8. Whatever you sow, injustice reaps calamity. Okay. Whatever you sow reaps calamity, and that this will also come back to you. So if you sow injustice, you will reach calamity. It's what I'm telling you. So, beloved ones, if you treat people wrong, you're going to get it back. Okay? So I'm telling you, if you don't want things to come back to you and bite you and do it, treat people to the best of your ability. Okay? Learn to practice the kindness. Learn to be more considerate. Learn to give a smile. You may not have money to give through, but what? Just give a smile, give something. All that's in the process of giving. Give what you can of yourself because you don't want that stuff coming back on you. You don't want it. And it is going to come back. And it's going to come back and hit you like a baseball bat. And you'll be saying, wow, why did this happen to me? Hey, you put it out there. It came back. And it's going to come back different than what you did. So if you put it out good, hey, guess what? You're going to come back with a blessing that just blows your socks off. You're going to say, my God, thank you. I'm so grateful, so blessed for this. So this is really important. And I'm glad to be able to share those scriptures with you because that's the basis of where we're going on this talk. Now, this is one of my favorite topics, and I'm going to tell you where. Because you know what? I'm a country boy. Yes, I'm a country boy. I was raised up on a farm. And boy, what a wonderful, wonderful life that was. I hated it when I was a kid, though. But being on a farm and tuning to Mother Nature and understanding it was a wonderful thing. So I understand sowing and reaping very well. Because guess what? I planted a mini garden. And I saw how the process worked. I understand and know that unless you prepare the ground in a certain way, you will not get what you need. Unless you use the right type of fertilizer, you will not get to what you need. So that process is there, and I've seen it firsthand. Didn't quite understand it and how it related, but now I see the process as I look and see into the human mind. The seeds have to be watered, and the weeds have to be plucked. Beloved ones, you have to make sure that you're fertilizing and you're keeping that growth. But it wasn't until later on in life that I really began to discover how the mind actually identified it with a garden and how those two things actually go together. And now we're going to share about how the old farm boy here learned this lesson about farming. Sometimes you just don't know why you in certain situations where you be. I was with grandma, you know, and grandma was a farmer to the heart. She know how to do it, boy. And I'm telling you, we farm not with tractors, guys. We farm with horses. And we plow the field. So I see the deal when it comes down to that, okay? So I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about planting. Now, the crops you plant in your mind is your thoughts and your ideas. The feeling and belief that you have from these ideas and thoughts is the fertilizer. Let me tell you that. Your feeling and beliefs related to your thoughts and ideas is the fertilizer. It's all based on that inner feeling that you're getting when you're involved in those ideas. That's very, very important. So you water your mind and stay focused on what you want and not what you do not want. That's very important, beloved ones. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And I know that it's a challenge sometimes. Hey, and I've been knowing this stuff for a long, long time. And some days, it kind of throws me off too. But it's easier now for me to get back on track. But sometimes I'm focusing on things I know I don't want to show up in my life. And it shows up anyway. So you want to be able to pull those thoughts out because and the weeds out because those are the things that causes doubt and disbelief. And when you have doubt in your mind and you have disbelief in your mind, do you think you're going to be able to manifest something? No. You are going to manifest something, but it's not going to be the thing that you want. And it's not going to be on the level you want it to be on. So one of the biggest problems with manifesting is what you think and what you feel about certain things. And your mind has to be able to be in a state where you're able to go forward and to be able to bring in positive and good things. So, the once it gets on the subconscious mind, it goes very, very deep, beloved ones, very, very deep. So, we know that the subconscious mind, we know those thoughts and those feelings are diving deeper, especially at night when you're dumping in. So, also I want to share with you, and we're going to talk about a lot of things about the subconscious mind today, but I want to show you also one of the problems with manifesting what you want is the fact that you do not believe you deserve what you want. You hear what I say? You do not believe in your heart or heart and in your subconscious mind. You deserve that nice house. You deserve that nice car. You deserve that nice bank account. Somewhere in the crevices of your subconscious mind, there's a defect program that has been taking place inside of your mind that makes you think that you are not worthy and you don't deserve those things that God has for you. But I'm here to tell you, beloved ones, you do deserve it. And that's one of the biggest challenges we're having is to be able to deal with those things that are deep down in that subconscious mind. So we need to be able to determine how to bring forth and get that stuff out of your mind. because you are royalty, beloved ones, and you deserve these wonderful and marvelous things you do. And you know what? The human mind is just like a computer. And I'm telling you, it's just like a computer, especially when you come down to the subconscious mind, because it doesn't think, it just do. And that's how your computer do. And then one day, from what I'm understanding, they're getting computers now that can analyze and think, and boy, that's going to be a different kind of day, but it's happening, okay? So if you, and so your mind, so in your subconscious mind, you sometimes develop a virus in your subconscious mind, just like the computer gets a virus. So that means that if you get a virus in your subconscious mind, you must figure out how to repair it or how to replace it. There's two. You either got to repair it or you got to replace it, beloved one. So in order to produce what you want, you got to be willing to go to do that. So going back to the garden, when the weeds are thick, they choke off the garden. Now, when you go into your program, you're taking out those weeds. You're replacing those negative thoughts, which is the weeds, with positive thoughts, the deep emotions that are inside of you, that make it, emotions and feelings that are making you feel like you don't deserve the wonders and greatness and success of God. And that concerns me that you are not feeling that way, because you are royalty. You are royalty, and you deserve the best. Now, there's one or two ways from what I'm seeing to how you can really deal with this. First of all, if you want to, you can invest money in the hypnotherapist. I'm telling you, beloved ones, it works. I've had hypnotherapy treatment, and I know that it works. And then you can self-hypnotize yourself as well. But, you know, if you have interest in hypnosis, get a book and read up and learn how to self-hypnotize yourself. And if not, go to a professional hypnotherapist. And if you know there's something that you're working on that needs to be helped, or something that be, because that hypnotherapist will go back in your past and look at the moments and time where you step up that feeling of feeling inferior, that feeling that made you feel like you were not worth what you think that you deserve. So, and in lots of times, it goes back to the childhood. So, you know, when you see things about any situation happen, they want to know, well, how did his mama treat him? How did his daddy treat him? How were they treated as a kid? Any situation, it goes back to your childhood. So, you must do that. And if you decide if you have the finances to do the hypnotherapist, I'm saying that's the fastest and quickest way to get to it. But if you don't have the cost to do that, there's other ways to get to doing what you need to do. Okay. The second step is to figure out what, it's not to try to figure out what went wrong, really, because you know what? That stuff is so deep in your subconscious mind that you, and you alone, cannot figure out what had gone astray. Because some of the stuff happened, man, when you were 3 and 4 and 5 years old, and your influence of your parents and the people around you put this stuff so deep into you. You are operating there out of emotions and feelings and things that's inside that subconscious mind. So, you know what? Not that you're going to hire a professional to figure out what's going on, you don't. It's no use even worrying about it. The key is, it's an old program, but it's another way. Thank God that we can get to those thoughts, and that's called reprogramming your mind. Okay, I'm going to make this very clear. You have the ability to reprogram your mind, beloved ones. You know, you are made in God's image, and you are made in the aspect of God, and your human mind is so powerful that you do not realize it, but you have the ability to bring yourself back. And when I say that you and God are one, I'm not so much talking about your physical looks, beloved one. I'm talking about the spiritual DNA that's in you, that's the same as God. Okay? So God and you are one. You deserve all the opulence. I mean all the opulence that God has created on the planet. Not just bits and pieces of it. Not just, you deserve it all. And you have to understand that you deserve it all. And because God created the planet, and he created you to have dominance in the planet. Your mind, you have allowed your mind, if you didn't do it, then someone else over you programmed your mind with a bunch of weeds that's causing you to feel that you don't deserve it. So you need to be able to, we need to go in and be able to figure out how to get these weeds out of our minds so we can get what we deserve. You know, there's blessings waiting for you, and if you ain't not able to receive them and tune yourself into the frequency of your blessings, it wouldn't be done. So your mind is being blocked by some old crazy thoughts that we need to be able to eliminate and get them back out of your mind, okay? So let's get back to the garden. You see seeds. You know, you see people, we planted seeds, right? And we put them seeds in the ground, and we planted cucumbers, we planted tomatoes, and we did whatever we needed to plant, and we would water them, hook up the weeds, and 5 to 6 weeks, there'd go tomatoes, there'd go cucumbers, there'd go whatever we needed, see? Because, and you know what? Mother Nature has already put in the DNA of the seed that it has the capability to produce. See, that's the finite infants of God that will take the time to program a seed so it can do what it needs to do. As long as you continue to fertilize that ground, that seed is going to produce what it is put in the ground for. If you put in a cucumber seed, it's not going to bring back a watermelon, okay? Because that seed has a DNA in it that permeates the universe, and it has intelligence. So now, do you in any way believe that God will give a seed less intelligence than you? Do you really think that? You really think that God would make a seed more intelligent than you? If you do, then you really need to listen very closely. Yeah. If you feel that way, then you are actually surrendering your power. Okay, beloved one. God has given you more power and knowledge over all things, not just over some things, but all things, living creatures on the earth. The only thing you don't have power over is other human beings. But you have the power to create and the power to be. And God knows God gave you more intelligence than he gave a seed. So if that seed has the ability to produce its like and kind, you have the ability to. You have the ability to be what you need to be and to do what you need to be. So wake up! Wake up, sleeping ones. Wake up. You got that already inside of you. It's already part of you to be there, to do that, okay? So when you put down yourself, you're putting down God, okay? So you have to wholeheartedly understand the fact that you, beloved ones, are individualized expressions of God, and you know that you are where you need to be, and you know that God is on your side, and God is working with you under all circumstances and all situations, that you and God are one, and God is working with you and constantly, all the time. So what y'all need you to do is, of course, to understand and accept that. So, again, you have to understand that you're in the shadows and you deserve prosperity and you deserve success that comes your way, and because God wants for you to be able to be successful. If he didn't, he would never have gave you a creative mind in order to become successful. So he gave you a creative mind so you could utilize it to become successful. So now we just have to work on you getting to the point where you can use that creative mind and creative thought to pull yourself up to a higher state of consciousness and a higher state of awareness. And so already you know that it is based on your beliefs and faith from the aspect of knowing who and whom you are. Yeah, and it will be done. These things are the keys to your immediate conditions. It will, once you know that and understand the fact and accept the fact that you are this divine being, now all you have to do is go back and work on the program. You already understand that you are divinely that which God has made you be. So now you have to just go back and erase what you have done. See, we have free will. And through free will, you have the ability to control your destiny, beloved one. You know, hey, there may be a trick that was played on human beings, but God gave you the ability to accept, reject, move, stay, go back, go forward, or whatever, because he gave you the ability to create, so he expects you to do that. So the things that you are saying, the things that you are thinking, the things that you are seeing, are creating your reality. Let me say that back to you again. The things that you're saying, the things that you're thinking, the things that you're seeing and feeling is creating your reality. That's right. It is creating your reality. Beloved ones, we now have to be able to get to that subconscious mind and begin to reprogram it, because there's a lot of stuff down there that needs to be taken out and replaced. Okay? So we have been talking about solutions and methods and how to affect the subconscious mind for the last couple of shows. And so this is going to be the last show that we talk about. So we're going to try to really get down to the nuts and bolts of this, so we can have some understanding of how to set you free, so you can become free in the process of becoming that which God has created you to be. So far, if you have tuned in the last week, you will understand what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, go back and listen to the last couple of series. It's going to make a real difference in your life, and a real difference in how things are going in your life, loved one. It really will be very helpful for you to be able to go back and to retune yourself to this, okay? So this is a process and work. There are two main components of the human mind. One of them is the conscious mind, and the other one is the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is the filter to your subconscious. Let me explain to you. Your conscious mind is the filter for your subconscious mind. And thank God we have a filter, because some of the things that some of us think, if it happened instantaneously, Lord knows, we can only share with you what would be going on in the world. But some of the things we think, we don't need to create right then, okay? So the conscious mind is filtering all those things. And one beautiful thing about the subconscious mind, it doesn't analyze, it just do. The conscious mind does analyze your words and thoughts and vision. And that conscious mind is the mind that allows that download to take place into your subconscious mind. You understand what I'm telling you? The conscious mind, all these thoughts and all these things that are coming into your conscious mind every day, you know, based on the conversations you are having, based on the things you're listening to, based on the things you're even seeing with your naked eye, is being caught in that conscious mind. You don't miss nothing, okay? Believe me, beloved, the subconscious mind is absolutely amazing. I have seen people hypnotized, and look at a newspaper and close and remember every detail on the newspaper, okay? Because the conscious mind grabs it that fast and takes it. So everything gets caught in the conscious mind. Now, what gets into the subconscious mind is a different deal. And so you have to make sure that you are planning in the things that you want to show up in your subconscious mind. You have to use your eyes, your ears, and all the other things that's necessary to order to be able to bring the teachings that you need to do. You need to be able to fertilize your feelings with positive energy, with positive thoughts. You need to add words and visions to your thinking process that downloads in the way that you want to be. And because once that download is taking place, the subconscious mind go to work to create. And it creates the dominant thoughts. Now, there's other thoughts in there, too. And it creates the ones that are the most dominant ones are the ones that come up to the surface first, okay? The other ones are there. And if they are not reprogrammed in some kind of way, they will find their way to work itself to the surface also. So those thoughts are necessary in order to – those thoughts are there, just that it means that the dominant thoughts are reprogrammed and taking the decision. That's why it is so important that you put those thoughts into your feeling word with power and with emphasis, because you want the new thoughts now that you understand that your new thinking is the way that you want to operate and operate your life. Then that's what you need to do. You need to be able to embed those new thoughts, because guess what? Some of those old thoughts are very embedded in failure and poverty. That's right. Some of those old thoughts embedded in failure and poverty. Alone, you know, and it's affecting your life, and you wonder what's going on. It's because of those old things embedded in your subconscious mind. That failure and energy there is part of your subconscious thinking. So you have to be able to be able to rise above and to be able to bring about those things that are causing you the problem that you need to be and what you need to bring forth. So in order to bring those things on positive, you need to be able to use techniques and use ways to be able to do that, because by now I hope you realize that you do have the power to change, because you are sons and daughters of God, and you have the ability to change your destiny, beloved ones. You have the ability to do this. And so you don't have to sit there and take all the stuff that's showing up and not being the way that you want it to be, but you do have to do some work. This is not an easy task. And this is a task where you have to work on, because guess what? Some of us got 50, 60, 40 years of stuff inside of us that we need to release and let go of. So that means that, hey, you got to do some work. And you have to do that work, and you have to work directly with your subconscious mind to work quickly and swiftly to be able to let it go. So let's sowing, when you're sowing, when you begin to sow, and when you begin to understand now that you've got a clear picture that you are the captain of the ship, that you are the one that's controlling and allowing what shows up in your life, then guess what, beloved one? You have to have a clear picture of what you want. And this is important. Boy, it is important that you have a clear picture of what you want and how you want to get there, because the universe is going to bring you something similar to what it is think that you want, but it may not be what you want once you get into it. And let's take, for instance, that in the biggest lesson you see is sometimes in relationships. It's like, what do you really know what you want and what you expect from another soul to come to your life? And you know what? You don't really know unless you know what you really want in your life. So a lot of people are just saying to themselves, I want a mate. I want somebody to show up in my life because I'm lonely. I want someone to show up in my life because I haven't been in a relationship for a long time. And guess what? The universe is going to give you that. But what shows up with you, it may not be what you wanted, because you were not specific enough to ask that and for those things. And guess what? We all are guilty of this. Ain't a person on the planet that's not guilty of that. So when it shows up, when that person shows up, and it works out the way it is, guess what? You brought it in, you attracted it in, because you were not specific and you did not give the universe its marching orders in order to bring what it is that you thought you wanted, okay? You was based on, hey, I'm lonely, I don't want to be by myself no more. So, hey, guess what? The universe brought somebody into your life. So, hey, you can't complain about that. You ain't lonely, but you're miserable. So what's the difference, okay? So if you want to have a long-term relationship with anything, you need to be more specific, beloved one. You need to let the universe know exactly how you want it, exactly how you want it to show up and how you want it to be. Because if not, guess what? We're going to continue to be on this relationship roller coaster, hipping and hopping into relationships all of our lives, because we ain't specific and we ain't asked for how we wanted to show up the way we wanted to show up. And constantly, the whole time, you set other premature in your life and you blame each other for things happening when that's the way it is. Now, I do understand that they are karma relationships based on karma. So some of the folks that showed up in your life, it showed up in your life because there's karma that you had to work out. Okay, so you have to do that and have to go through that. But I do believe that most of these things are showing up in your life based on relationships that you just wanted to have a relationship. And for the karmic relationship, you're going to pretty much know what that's all about. So, got it, beloved ones, brothers and sisters, be precise. You know, Figure out what you want in your own life first, though, before you be screwing somebody else's life up. Make sure that you know. And guess what? Just because you over 50 doesn't mean that you know exactly what you want in your life. And so you need to take time to figure it out, okay? And don't get yourself involved in another situation till you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that you know what you're all about, okay? Don't do it to another person, okay? So let's talk a little bit about one of the other things that gives people most challenge, and that's money. Okay, let's bring it right down to the ground where the old folks used to say, let's take it down where the goats can get it, right down on the ground, okay? Let's talk about money. By the way, money is not the root of evil, beloved ones. Money, let me repeat that to you. Money is not the root of evil. It's the lack of money that causes the problem, okay? Now, people who got money to do evil stuff, that's just what it is, but they ain't creating the situation. It's the fact is that they just evil people. They ain't got nothing to do with the money, okay? They just evil people with money. But the lack of money causes people to do some really bizarre things. I mean, they sell their souls, they sell their bodies, they sell their ideas, they compromise, they put themselves in uncompromising positions because of their need for that mighty green, for that dollar. And then people find themselves putting themselves in positions and doing things and being places where they really don't want to do it, but they do it because of the money. So that's a problem. So lack of relationship, you have to have a clear vision of what you want when it comes down to money. You need to know, what do you mean with money? You don't just say, hey, I want money. You know, you may get 10 cents. That's money, you know. But you need to be specific about what you want. You know, you need to have a goal about what you want. You know, that's very, very important now. Beloved ones, you know, and I mean this with no harm, under no circumstances. Some of my friends that are very spiritual, for some reason, they think that, you know, that money is not important. But if you have decided to make your incarnation here on planet Earth, that means that you have to have some understanding about the capitalist system that you are living in. And in order to survive in this country, you have to be able to produce or have some way of bringing finances into your life. You need to do it. If that's not what you want to do, then maybe you actually made a mistake and reincarnated in the wrong part of the world. You maybe need to be in the Far East where, you know, meditating and long-term and doing other spiritual things long-term is what you really want to do. And believe me, beloved ones, I don't knock that because that's a beautiful thing. I just wish I had the money that I could drop out and not have to worry about money and go to the Himalayas or to the other parts of the world and actually go and meditate in a cave and do something for a while. So that's a beautiful thing to be able to do that. But while you're here in this capitalist America, you have to be able to create some type of income and wealth for yourself, because not you're going to become a victim of the system, because America has very little passion for the poor. You hear what I say? America has very little passion for the poor, and that's part of the capitalist system. It don't care about the poor, okay? So you, beloved one, who are divine light workers and divine spiritual beings, have to know that you need to raise your vibration so you don't become a victim of this vicious system that will oppress you, take advantage of you, and flip you and toss you away and throw you away just because you don't have finances. It will do it. It crush you up and crawl you up, and it's really sad. I have been fortunate to working, you know, what I'm doing here. I work on the one system. I'm picking up people that are very influential and have money. Then other times I see situations where people have no money, and those situations are different, and I can tell the mindset of those people who are in those kind of environments and what's really making a difference to them and how that's really making a difference in their lives. So the mindset is very, very important, and you have to be able to bring forth the right mindset in order to create that. So it's great to be spiritual, and I love it, but all money has a spiritual energy. Money has spiritual energy, and it is not just enough to say, I want money. You have to have a goal. You have to have a goal. You have to have some idea of what you want to need. You have to have a short-term and long-term goal about finances. You got to have it. If you have some, in order to have some finance in your life, you got to have some idea of what you want. You will give. You have to learn to be able to give and receive. It's the process that goes. So you need to, in order to have money, you have to come up with some idea, some way to serve, some way to provide a product or something to be able to give in exchange for the finances that you are expecting to come into your life. Now, hold up, guys. Let me, for all my metaphysical and spiritual friends out there, I believe in miracles, and I believe in magic. And I know sometimes the universe will give you a gift. The universe will sometimes give you a gift, but it's really not a gift because, you know what? You already got it stored up in the ethers. That gift is already out there for you and been waiting for you to understand and be able to accept it, to be able to for your frequency to line up with that gift that the universe has. There may be millions of dollars out there for you somewhere. But until you can line your feelings up with that which is out there, you will not get it. I don't know, some of you may have read the prayers of Jabez and the book about the prayer of Jabez, and you understand that, you know, hey, he was in going through the storehouse, and they saw all these gifts there with their names on it and special things for them, and they wondered what was going on, and because they were not able to tap in to understand what's going on, they did never receive the gifts that they wanted that come to them, so they never knew. So I understand that there's sometimes. But overall, beloved ones, don't sit around and wait and hope and pray that the universe is going to send you blessing and debt. You got to make sure that you do what you need to do to create the create the resources that you need in your life, okay? You need to do that. So I'm saying the best way to do that is to have goals. Write it down, what you need to do, and have some idea of what you need for, if it's even for immediate situation, you need to write it down. Hey, I need $200 by XX day. I need so-and-so, and look at it and read it and pray over it and say, okay, well, what can I do to create this and allow this to come into my mind? You have to have some kind of goal, beloved one. You have to have that, okay? It's important that you have a goal in order to do that. So I suggest to you that you have a goal for your daily financial needs, that you may have a goal for a weekly deed, and you may have a monthly goal. But I really feel that you need to write it down and make it very, very clear from the standpoint of what it is that you need for your mind, that what you need to be able to bring into your desire, what kind of finance you need, because as I told you, money has frequency. So by you putting it down and bringing it in and looking at it and reading it and attuning yourself to it, that's how the frequency you and money begin to find each other. Okay? So by doing that. So, beloved one, it's very, very, very important that you do that. Okay? And also want to share with you also about there's people out there right now, this day, that need finances like yesterday. They got a situation that's coming up. They got a problem going on. They got something going on in their lives. You know, they may be getting ready to get set out of their home or whatever, which is really not a good thing. But they need to be able to put themselves in a situation where they can raise their vibration to the level where they don't have to deal with that. And guess what, beloved ones? You have that ability to be able to do that. I'm gonna give you a second to go get you a pen and some paper, because I'm gonna give you a little technique that works. Okay, I'm not talking about no hypothetical stuff that somebody tell you could work if you try it. I'm gonna tell you something that I know that works for a fact, because I've been doing it myself over 30 years and it does not fail. It works. It works if you work it. Now, if you do it for 5 minutes, expect that your situation going to be resolved. Well, hey, and you're even starting it. You got to do the work you need to do. But get your pencil, get your paper, because I'm going to tell you these things that I want you to say. And I want you to say it and believe it, allow it to be able to come into your sacred space, because it will happen and it will show up. It might not show up the next hour. It might not even show up tomorrow. But I tell you what, by the time your critical situation is due, the universe will bring it into your life. I have never seen it to fail. Never, never seen it to fail. Okay? But you got to do it. You got to do it wholeheartedly. You got to believe it just like you believe that you're going to take your next breath and that life is going to be wonderful for you and that you're going to be able to survive when you take your next breath. That's how you got to do this particular affirmation I'm going to give you. Okay, you got your pen. Your pen. I want you to say this to you. I want you to repeat it. God is, write it down now, God is the constant and instant source of my goods. Okay, I'm going to repeat it again, beloved one, because it's important, especially if you got a crisis going on and you need these financial resources. You got to do this, okay? God is the constant and instant source of my goods. God is the constant, instant source of my goods. You got to do this, beloved. You got to do it. You got to do it with feelings, and you got to do it till it shows up. You have the ability. That's opening up those blessings for you. The universe is waiting for you to come and request and that what you need. Okay? You have an emergency situation here. You don't have time to go out and get a job and make it happen, but you've got to have this money as soon as possible. So this is what I want you to do. Go and do it and do it and do it and do it until your blessing shows up. Okay? Like I said, it might not show up tomorrow, but today that you need it to show up, it will be there. God is always on time, all the time, all the time. So it is so important that you do that. And you got to do it with blind faith, loved ones. I'm not telling you to do this and say, oh, I hope this works. I hope this works. No, don't hope. Believe it and know it and accept it and just go about your business knowing that this work that you're doing is going to bring you the results of what you need to do. You need to have in your hands. See, and you need to do this. See, I work myself. I do a part-time job. I'm a part-time driver for Uber and for some other transportational services. And I have learned, and I'm telling you about goals that I know is important. Every day I set a goal for myself to make nothing less than $100. And you know what? 9 out of 10 days, it happens. The days that don't usually happen is the days that I make over that amount, okay? But setting a goal, having a goal in my mind, having a clear picture of what I need is important, because I need that money to be able to do what I need to do. So I know what I need to make because of my own personal living expenses. Now, sometimes when I have special things that I have to take care of, I have to reset my goal. Like, hey, this week I got to do some work on my car, okay? And I know that I'm going to have to put some money out. So I'm going to have to change my goal from $100 a day to whatever I know I need to do in order to be able to get to that next level. That's what I need to do. So, hey, I change goals. Are made to be flexible, and they're made to be changed. So you can change your goal and bring them into what it is that you need for that particular day. Now, I know I'm going to have to give something in order to be able to make this extra money. I'm going to have to work some extra hours. So, but that's okay. I'm doing what I need to do in order to get to the next level of where I need to go to. So that's important. Have a goal. Have it clear in your mind. Every day when I'm out there working, when I get my next pass, I look at it, I say, okay, well, hey, I made $20. I need to get 6-7 more people up in this car so I can make sure that I get to where I need to be. So, you know, this week when I'm driving, I need 15 people today. Tomorrow, baby, get to enough money where I can take care of my needs and not have to be strained and put myself in position based on some financial needs. If I know that you can do it, I know it's possible. So, now, when I look at my long-term goals, I have a different deal with my long-term. I use a vision board. And that vision board is set up where I can look at it every morning when I wake up. Every morning when I wake up, I can see that vision on my vision board, what it is that I want and what I believe that the universe has in store for me. And so that's important, to have your goal in front of you. You know, so I advise each one of you to get a vision board. You know, make some pictures of where you want to go, where you want to be, what you want to do. And one of my dear friends in the Maryland area explained to me how they moved into a $500,000 house using their vision board. And I was in the house and I was experiencing it. So they convinced me that, hey, okay, there is something up with this vision board thing. So I know that I need to do it. And I still procrastinated a little while before I did. But guess what? Hey, I know now that it's important to have a vision board so I can have some direction of where I'm going. So that's important. Okay? So it's important to do that. So I select two or three different ways of allowing that energy to program, to be absorbed into my subconscious mind. You know, I listen, read, and bring material every day that will be helping me to uplift and to sow into my life, so and sow in my mind. And whatever you deserve in life, you've got to be willing to sow in order to get the benefits. So I hope it's clear to you that you have a full understanding that you can have what you want, but you have to be willing to do the sowing. You have to become godless of your mind, beloved one. You have to become godless. Guess what? I know you didn't think that you were going to hear a show about becoming a farmer today, but guess what? Today is the day that you're going to turn out to be a farmer, but guess what? You're going to produce the crop and the things that you want for your own beloved mind and what you need for your own beloved life. And that you're going to do so. It's okay to be a farmer. Being a farmer is a cheap thing when you can be able to bring in your life what you need for your own farm, your own garden. And that's the garden of your mind. So, and it's going to be for your highest good. So take the time, beloved one, to sow into your mind, because you truly are going to reap what you harvest. So put it in, allow it to be, and just bring it forth. So before we close, I just want to tell you, choose weeds or opulence. What do you want? What do you want? You want more weeds? Then, hey, just do what you do. You want more opulence? Then shift and change and do something different. It's your choice. Nobody's going to try to force anything down your throat that you ain't ready for. But I'm telling you, if you want more opulence, you got to choose to want more opulence. And you got to do the work, the mental work that is needed in order to be able to bring those things into your life, okay? That's what you got to do. It comes from work, so you got to be able to do that. So I want to wish each one of you a blessed and highly favored week, and I'm expecting you to take this knowledge and use it to your highest good and to be able to do something special for yourself. Next week's show is going to be, what is love and why do we crave it so much? What's up with this love thing that we got? Everybody got to have it. We know what we need to do. So, hey, if you haven't, visit my website, www.theholisticministry.com. You can leave a comment, or you can make a love donation if you choose. Hey, guess what? The ministry go on with or without, so it ain't no big deal. But it's up to you if you choose to do that. So, we're going to close out now with a prayer. So we're going to bring forth the energy in and close this out. So, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this most wonderful and high energy and high thoughtful day that you have allowed us to come one more time to be able to be and to share and to come through. I thank you for allowing me to be a vessel to be able to bring energy and to bring love and to bring wisdom into the higher states of consciousness of those beloved ones out there in the radio land who are listening. I say thank you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful that they are there, and I'm so grateful that you allow them to tune in every week to be able to be part of what we're doing here. We thank you, God, for bringing them back, and we thank you, God, that each one of them will have the week that they so desire. And for all of those who are in any need, beloved God, Open their door, open the door, open the blessings, open the opulence, open the good health, open the good relationship. Allow it to flow into their lives like never before. And allow it to show up in a way that they have never had it before. Because now they are true believers in the mighty I Am presence that live within themselves. They know who and whom they are now. They are well aware of themselves, so they're accepting who they are, and they are God. So I say thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful.